We have a number of guests with us today. Before we answer questions, just wanted to go into some of the guests that are here. Want to recognize Reverend Dwayne Gillison, the pastor of Mount Olive Baptist Church, former Mayor Anthony M. Masiello, former Congressman Tom Reynolds, Rich Products Senior Vice President John Dandies, Buffalo City Comptroller Barbara Miller-Williams, and North District Councilmember Joseph Golombek. Thank you all for being here.
Mayor Brown, at a time when city finances are so shaky, how can you step away from this position? Don't you have a responsibility to the people voting for a fifth term to stay in power and fix the problem?
I don't think the finances of the city of Buffalo are shaky. Numbers keep getting thrown out about the financial situation of the city. Those numbers have not been accurate. When I first got into office as mayor, we did not have a rainy day fund. Now the city of Buffalo has a $43 million rainy day fund. We were about $12.7 million away from our constitutional taxing limit. Now we have $174 million before we get to the city of Buffalo's constitutional taxing limit. There are a number of options for the city of Buffalo fiscally going forward. I think the city's future is bright, and I think the city, while it has fiscal challenges, those challenges can be addressed.
Mayor, when you go to OTD, will you be taking anybody from City Hall along with you?
I plan on taking a couple of staffers with me, but today is not about OTB. Today is about my service as mayor of the city of Buffalo, thanking the people of Buffalo for their strong support over the years. And I look forward to, in the future, talking extensively about my plans for Western Regional OTB.
Mayor, you say that was
Well, again, over the years, and this is my 19th year as mayor, I've been blessed to have opportunities for other positions in the past. Did not take an opportunity to leave previously, but now after 19 years and with the strong leadership of our council president, I felt comfortable looking at other opportunities, and I felt comfortable consulting with my wife to make this decision to take this opportunity and transition into a new role.
Mayor, why Western Regional Off-Track? Why is that the job for you? And I guess the question is, what makes you qualified to have that?
One of the things that made that job attractive to me is it is an organization that is an 18-county geographical region. There are 17 municipal members of that organization. And since 1974, Western Regional OTB has been providing resources to those 17 municipalities in Western New York. 15 counties and the cities of Rochester and Buffalo. In the last few years alone, Buffalo has received millions of dollars from Western Regional off-track betting. I thought it would give me an opportunity not just to work on behalf of the city of Buffalo, but to increase revenues that flow to all 17 of those municipalities in Western New York.
Mayor, you said the coming weeks. Can you be more specific about your timeline and what needs to be done here in City Hall before you can resign, and as far as your gaming licenses go?
A number of things that I want to do in City Hall before I resign. When I came in as mayor, I started strong. When I leave as mayor, I want to leave strong. So I've made it flexible because there are a number of issues that I'm working on with the council and the comptroller. Want to make sure that those issues are addressed before I leave. So that's why we are saying in the coming weeks.
Conversations have been whispered about this for 12 months, 18 months. At what point after being reelected for a fifth term did you decide you weren't going to finish the term?
Well, you know, conversations have been whispered about me for 19 years. I will tell you that all of the conversations about other jobs, about this job, those were conversations that were had and engaged in by other people. They were not things that I promoted. I looked at this position once it was formally advertised. I did some research about what the organization did. After doing that research, I thought it was an interesting position to look at. I applied. It was an incredibly competitive environment. I had to go through a number of interviews. My resume was reviewed, and I had to complete an extensive application to go to the New York State Gaming Corporation, providing 5 years of taxes, social security number, volumes of other personal information, so that I could go through all kinds of background checks. I did read in another media source a few days ago that a spokesperson for the New York State Gaming Corporation has indicated that they see no impediments in my gaming license being approved. I first applied for the gaming license about 2.5 weeks ago, and from what I have read, it looks like that review process is going well.
Mayor, you said that you feel the reporting of the deficit issues for the city have been misreported. Generally, when people have talked to a $50 million number, that's been a structural deficit issue. Money that's not there with the additional debt tax that was approved in the budget and set up again, money that's not in the state. So if that $50 million projected is incorrect, where do those numbers come from?
So what reporters have been hearing, and I'm not saying that your reporting is incorrect, I think what some elected officials have been saying is incorrect, and it keeps getting repeated and repeated and repeated. We have established a fiscal sub-cabinet that has been meeting on a weekly basis. I think the gap is more in the range of $25 million. That's still a significant amount of money, but it is half of $50 million. It's less than $40 million. And as I recently mentioned, there have been several times when I have proposed tax increases or other programs that would generate revenue. Some members of the city council, decided that they would reject those proposals, and the rejection of those proposals lost us over $15 million of revenue in the city budget. So I have had a clear plan. I've had a clear plan for 19 years. I have articulated that plan clearly. I think now is the time to ask other people what their plan is if they don't want to support and adopt the plans that I have laid out.
One or two more questions from Mayor Brown before we get to the Council President.
Mayor, have you signed the employment contract with OTV, and how long does that contract run for?
I have signed the employment contract. The provision of a copy of the contract, I think that's up to the board of directors of Western Regional Off Track Betting. Pardon me? Well, again, when I get that authorization from the board of directors, I have no problem releasing it.
Can you share how long?
It is a 3-year contract.
It's reported that you're making a salary of $295,000, but you know, chances for incentives in year 2 and 3 of the 3-year contract. Can you explain those incentives monetarily and how much
Well, as you indicated, the contract is $295,000 to start. The position was advertised at a range of $280,000 to $320,000. The contracted amount that I have accepted was presented by the Board of Directors of Western Regional Off-Track Betting, and they presented that amount of money based on their belief that this is a business, and that is the industry standard for a president and chief executive officer to manage and operate this type of organization.
One more question.
Mayor, are you planning on being in the 50 Downs commercials?
I haven't thought about being in the commercials, but I certainly have seen them. They seem to run very frequently, so I'm happy with the marketing budget that seems to be there.
Thank you, Mayor.
Well, I think Councilmember Scanlon has been an excellent, hard-working, thoughtful member of the City Council. My advice is to continue to do what he's been doing, to do his homework, to do his research before he talks about things. That's certainly not the case with everybody from this body, and be strong in his decision making and as a council member and as council president, he has evidenced that.